Who?
Yes, hello, David. This is Ken.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm sorry you got apparently got caught up in a meeting or something.
Yeah, I was just going through some of the projects. I just, you know, got
okay.
free and called you up. I believe
right.
you're in Philippines right now.
I'm sorry, say again.
Like, I'm saying that the you are in Philippines right now?
Yes, I am. We have a house here, and I still have a house in California in Joshua Tree, but right now I'm here, and this is where I kind of spend most of my time.
Okay.
This is our main house here. Are you in San Francisco?
Well, sir, we have offices in New York. We have in California.
Oh.
Right now I'm in California.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's about 8:30 in the morning here, and I'm just kind of starting my day. So this is a good time, generally, to talk. We're about 16 hours ahead of California, and I guess 13 hours ahead of New York. So.
I'm there right now. It's 8:30.
Yeah. So. Okay, so I guess you read the email, my response, right? The email.
Yes, I looked into your message and wanted to discuss about it as well. You have certain queries about the whole process, I believe. You said that the one on Friday, you mentioned that you want to have some changes onto the draft itself.
Yeah, just minor changes, nothing huge.
So apart from that, everything is good?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to change tweak it a little bit. I'm not prepared to do that right now because I need to sit down and, how do I do that? Do I need to email you with the changes
thing,
or what?
You can email me as well, or if you want, you can copy the draft onto your Word document and copy paste the whole thing, and you can make the amendments to it. Highlight them in a certain way, and we will get it right.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. Like I said, they're not major at all, just, a couple little corrections.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But
so,
overall, it looks fine.
Yeah. Apart from that, you mentioned two questions about the whole process, about the assessment of your online presence and about the article that you had in the past, and regarding some certain publications that we have evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
If you can pull up the document I've sent you on a text document. We looked into every bit of information out there. When anybody searches for you online, there were like certain publications that were deemed, you can say, notable. We used some of them and created the draft that you're looking at right now. But we sent out a copy to one of our Wikipedia community that we work with, the Wikipedia moderator. He looked into your profile, and he deemed you eligible, that the page can go up. It's just that they were asking for some additional newly published articles. So my question to you, Mr. David, about, like, is there anyone who's taking care of your publications?
Mean articles by me or articles about me?
About you, sir. Like, if you publish articles yourself that are considered self-published. So we cannot utilize them on your own personal profile.
Right.
So people that you've written, we can use those articles there.
Okay. Well, let me say that, I'm not sure I read your full report, but I thought I saw something. But it looked to me like, and correct me if I was wrong, that the only credible source was this one article. Maybe you can tell me. There were a whole bunch of sources which I mentioned in my letter that were those deemed not credible or not not noteworthy, or OC Weekly and all those.
Well, sir, as far as the information goes, like, we looked into every article that you have out there. You know, there were a lot of information about you, and the articles, obviously, we cannot utilize all of them. The ones that
I understand.
The ones that we can, we have to utilize them for the content purposes. But obviously, we do share the information with Wikipedia before the official submission. So, obviously, looked into your profile, you have a comprehensive career. Like, if you look into the draft itself, you have the career controversy publications that you have done in the past, the awards that you've received, and your personal life. So these are all backed by
and reference. And you have the articles. You looked at all the links that I sent you, like OC Weekly and all those. Okay.
So what they were asking was recent publications, direct publications about you. Obviously, the project that you're doing right now, are you in a process of writing a book or anything?
Well, I have a here's the deal. I have a book scheduled for publication in January, very soon, and I have a public relations agency representing that book and promoting that book. So I expect, starting in January, I expect to have a lot more coverage.
That's going to be coverage about the book itself or your profile, because for Wikipedia, we are creating a living biography, right? And in order to get notability about the profile itself, it should not be press releases. There should be independent coverage about you. Obviously, the book.
Well, I'm a little confused about what you mean by that. You know, I have a book coming out. I expect that there will be probably feature stories in and legitimate major publications, mostly here in the Philippines, probably, about the release of the book and about me. Now, I'm a little confused about what you mean.
Let me give you the
distinguish. Wait a minute. Well, let me finish, please. You know, I'm not sure what you mean when you talk about a press release and how it can't be related to a press release. I spent my life working in the press. I know how the press works. I worked for the Los Angeles Times. You know, no legitimate publications, including the ones that I listed there, just publish press releases. However, they do. However, they do receive press releases as kind of tips on certain events. Now, every news story about anybody at any time that's in any legitimate publication that I've ever worked for or know anything about, unless, except for super famous people, require what we call a lead. You know, that means something's got to be there that sparks the interest, sparks the article. That's called a news lead, okay? Now, for me, my book will be published in January, and that gives them a lead. I'm not so famous that, if I have a stomachache, it's going to be in the paper. But if I publish a book, it will get coverage because there will be press releases about it sent to legitimate news organizations who will simply use the press releases as tips, and then they will write a story based on with the lead about the book. Now, or whatever the lead is. That's how the news media works. So I'm a little confused about what you mean about you distinguishing between a news story and a story about me. There's not going to be a lot of stories about me without some sort of news lead. And so maybe you can explain to me why and how you differentiate that. Because as a member of the press, as a working member of the press my whole life, I don't understand that distinction.
Well, sir, the distinction between the press release and the articles that I'm referring to are quite simple. Like, press releases have the same content, the same story on different platforms, right? They pick up the story and start publishing the same information.
Yes, that's right. I understand that.
So what Wikipedia is asking is each article should be different from one another, independent coverage. That means that
okay.
the people or the publications wrote the story themselves about you, covering
mm-hmm.
your biography,
okay.
covering your
That's
work.
Right. I get that. I get that. And all of those, most of those, all of those publications that I mentioned in my letter
mm-hmm.
Did that. None of them copied a press release. None, because they don't do that. The OC
that
Weekly,
well.
I'm sorry?
We have used
So you've used those. Okay.
Yes.
So, okay. So,
my question was,
so
like,
I did not send you any clips, any links to press releases, because I recognize that, you know, if you send out a press release and it's just reprinted, that's not legitimate coverage. I understand that. And I never sent you any links to anything like that.
We already
maybe found some other stuff.
Links we have found online about you.
Okay.
Well,
so what do you need? So what do you need exactly now?
My question, sir, is like, is there like anyone covering your stories right now? Because as far as your profile goes, you obviously are eligible to get the Wikipedia page, right? It's just that they require
okay.
some new recent publication, not press releases. So my question to you, is there anyone who is willing to write about you? Because as part of your package, we are creating six mid-tier publications about you. If you
okay, and just let me say that Alex added an extra three as kind of an inducement. I don't know if he told you that, but if you look in our correspondence, it does say that. So I was promised nine articles.
Okay.
Anyway,
even,
you can check them out.
I will double check that with him because as per the package,
okay.
I see six here. And the recommendation
okay.
coming is about additional 10 to 15, right? Or
okay.
4 to 5 top-tier publications. So if you generate this kind of information about your profile, so that will give a boost to your online significance. And it will help
okay.
us to
yeah.
fulfill the requirement for the notability aspect of your profile. So obviously we are working
okay,
on
well.
It.
Well, as I say, I'm not starting in January, I do expect some articles about in legitimate news sources, probably mostly in the Philippines, about
so
about
you're not getting any coverage within these states.
Well, I hope to get some coverage in the states as well, but you know, the public relation. Yeah, sure, I'll get some coverage in the States, I hope.
That's what I'm
expect.
Coming to, that we are already working on your 6 or 9 articles, right? We already
okay.
have reached out to the PR agency that we work with for these kind of publications. So if
okay.
you want, I can share the details with you if you want us to work on it. If you can create them yourself, you can do so. But I can share the details where we can feature you if you want us to work on your notability.
Okay,
I can share those details with you, see the platforms that are willing to publish about you, because I don't have the names right now. I will share your information
okay.
to the PR agency. They will send me the details where we can get you covered and the time, the cost,
okay.
and everything involved in those kind of independent press. You can have a look.
So those are additional, that's an additional cost?
Obviously, sir, as part of the package, we are getting you the services, but the requirement
okay.
additional to that will be an extra cost.
Additional to the 6 to 9 articles you're talking about?
Yes. If you create more than them, obviously, there will be a cost involved in it. You can
well, okay, let me ask you this. First of all, I'm a little astounded that that, you know, I'm going to be paying for articles that you consider legitimate. I mean, I was kind of surprised that you could pay for any of this.
For Wikipedia, we have, you know, entrepreneurs coming to us, you know, artists and different fields want to create Wikipedia. So obviously there is a requirement for online significance. If you meet that standard.
Okay, So are you saying that my page is eligible now or not eligible for
you publication? You are eligible, sir. You are eligible
okay.
for the page. We just need to work on your online presence and notability. Because there's a specific guidelines we need to fulfill. If we try to submit the information the way it is, it can be, you know, live for a day, for a week, can be taken down. So what Wikipedia researchers and moderator share the details is that if you fulfill the requirement for notability, your page can definitely go live, because obviously, as per the eligibility, the main goal is to be eligible, and then there are the requirements, the guidelines. So if you follow them, the page can go up right away.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, the way this was presented to me was that, you know, that with that this package would include six, and then he added three more, nine articles that you would produce, and that would that was the package, and that was and that and that was the cost, and that would be enough. You know, that's what I agreed to, and that's what I thought I was paying for. You know, wait a minute, please. I'm a little bit surprised now to be told after, and believe me, Alex and I had a long, long conversation and exchange of emails, and, and I'll be happy to share it with you if you like, but there was never any hint that there would be any further cost or further requirements beyond those 6 to 9 articles that we discussed. So I'm, you know, I'm a little bit surprised that now you're recommending or requiring further actions that will cost more money. I mean, frankly, you know, this is a surprise to me.
Well, sir, I totally understand your concern and where you're coming from. And obviously, the package we recommended you was as per your profile requirements. But if there's an additional requirement, and this is something that will come, you know, just for once, not for like later on as well, once the requirement is fulfilled, there is no additional requirements to get the page up. So the main purpose of creating this is to create this page in such a way that it does not have any problems later on onto your project. Like once the page goes live, that's not it. We need to work on the edits. We need to work on to the content, improve it from time to time. So obviously you will be getting more publications coming in the future as well. So that will actually enhance your notability. But for as of now, the requirement is such that you need to create like 15 to 20 mid-tier articles. Out of them, we will be creating 6 or 9. But the remaining, obviously, if you want us to work on it, you can work on it. If you want to do, you know, create them yourself, you have that option as well. But obviously, we are
When you say create them, you know, to create, the word create to me means write an article. I'm not sure what you mean by create. You mean generate publicity? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Generate
stories?
You know, stories about your profile through independent...
How do you do that? How do you do that without sending a press release?
Well, sir, you, like the process that we follow, we work with the PR agency, right? Whoever profile we receive for orders with us for creating Wikipedia, if there is a requirement coming for the online presence, that information is forwarded to them. They look into the profile. They let us know where they can create these kind of publications. The agency has a network, as you are aware of that. You do that in the past as well. So they send out the details, and whoever wants to publish about you, they will let us know the names, the sources.
So that's what's going to happen with the nine articles that you've already,
yes,
promised that are part of my package.
Yes,
right?
6 to 9 that we promised you.
Okay, so in additional to addition to the 9, you're saying there need to be 10 to 15 more?
No. Apart from this, the requirements goes down. Like if you take out, you know, we recommended 15 to 20.
Okay.
For the mid-tier I'm talking about. So 15 minus 6 or 9, it will reduce down to 7 or, you know, 9 articles. Right?
Okay, so if you... So if you go ahead and I'm going to hold you to that 9, but, you know, you can check with Alex.
I need to confirm about the 9,
Alex.
So I will make sure.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah,
I understand. Just please do confirm that. But let's, for now, let's assume that's 9. So if you go ahead with those 9 articles that are part of the package, how many more does that leave that need to
comes
be done?
Comes to like, let me see here. Comes to 15 minus 9. It comes to 6 to 11.
Okay, so
that is mid-tier. So there are 2 options you can see, either mid-tier or top-tier. So the requirements are different, but obviously that depends upon you. So the mid-tier comes down to 6, and the top-tier comes down to 11. Six.
Hello?
Or 7.
6 or 7 top-tier, or 6 or the same number?
No.
Mid-tier and top-tier?
Mid-tier requirement is
okay.
6 to 11, and
okay.
For your top-tier, it will drop down to 3 to 4.
Okay, so what is, I have no idea what you mean when you say mid-tier and top-tier. I mean, is that a term used by your PR agency? To,
yes, it's a term used by the PR agencies regarding the domain authority of that source.
Okay, so... okay, let me ask you this. So you're saying that, just to make sure we're on the same track here, on the same page, the article is eligible to be published today, but you're recommending that we go ahead and do these extra articles, 6 mm-hmm. mid 6 to 9
yeah,
or whatever, mid-tier, and then, yeah, and then 4 or 5 top-tier.
Yeah.
3 to 4 top tier.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, in order for you to do that, you would have to move ahead, and that would cost me more money to get those extra articles.
I will move ahead and confirm with the PR agencies, share the details with you. The cost and everything will be mentioned over there. What are the charges for that?
Yeah, I'd like to know, of course, before I commit to that, I'd like to know what kind of money we're talking about. I mean, that sounds like a lot of money.
Just the money, sir. It's also about the source that you want to appear on, right? The better.
Well, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, the source, if that source is a reputable source, a notable source,
mm-hmm.
that depends, the cost depends upon the source itself.
All right, well, why don't you then? Give me two different estimates, the cost for the mid-tier and the cost for the top-tier.
Yeah.
Given the number of articles we need. I want to know what we're talking about, you know. Now, but I do want to confirm that if you send me all that information and it's
everything
and
we
decide,
in writing, sir. We will share that detail in writing to you. You can
okay.
have a look into it, and you can decide which options you're going to go with. Obviously, that information will be shared with you within half an hour or within an hour. Right now, it's going to be 5 over here.
Uh-huh.
So mm-hmm. give me time till 5:30. I have to give a call to my agency, send out the details to them, and I'll share the details with you what they have sent me.
Okay, and one other question. If you, after I see those details, if I decide that that's really not, that I don't want to go with that, you mm-hmm. You're still going to publish my Wikipedia page. Is that right?
Of course, what you have paid for, we'll be working on it. But we will recommend to fulfill the requirement. It's obviously...
I understand. Yeah, I understand that you're recommending that, but you will, so you will go ahead and publish it. But you're but what I've already paid for. But you're recommending that we do more. Okay, and maybe and again, the consequences of not going that extra step
mm-hmm.
would mean that what exactly that the page could be taken down. Who would take it down?
If you don't fulfill the requirement, for example, if you say just create the ones you have paid us for. We'll do that for you. And if you say submit the page, we will. But the consequences of that would be that if you don't fulfill the requirement, then, of course, there's a possibility that the page go live, be there for a week or so, and then the tag coming onto your profile. There are red flags associated to the profile That means that the community is watching your notability guidelines. If that is not fulfilled, they will take it down, sir. And they will notify us that whoever have created the page that fulfilled the requirement, or that information will be taken down.
So, but we would be given a warning before they took it down?
They will give us a warning, but of course, sir, they won't wait us to respond. They'll just do that, move the page to the draft section, and they will let us know that to improve this.
So if that happened, we would then still have the option of adding these extra sources and putting that in?
Of course, but sir, if that goes into deletion log, then the next submission would be hard for us to obviously look into.
Mm-hmm.
Because they notified us, if we don't fulfill, then of course they will create this deletion log. And for future submissions or edits, it would be difficult to make amendments. Because if we are not, taking care of the guidelines, even the information is shared in black and white, still we don't do that. So they will do that on their own conditions.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, send me all the information. Like I said, this is quite a lot different from what was presented to me and what I understood.
Oh, sir, it's quite simple. If you want us to put it in simple ways, there are two requirements, eligibility and notability. You have half of the project association to this is okay, like eligibility is good. The next round is for notability. That you fulfill, you can say 30 to 40%. So if we just, fulfill the remaining ones, there would be no hassle for the profile itself.
Okay, I understand that. I just wish that had been a little better expressed early on before I signed on to
this.
Because I really didn't understand that.
If you go ahead with the page on Wikipedia, that will bring a verifiability for your profile. Like if anybody in the world would search for David Haldane, the first thing will be your page.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, well, send me the information. It may take me a couple of days to get back to you because I got some things going on and I'm going to have to consider this carefully. And also within a couple of days, I'll send you the updated page. Okay, I'll make the corrections. They're just minor. They're not major.
Before leaving the office, I'll send you all the details in writing.
Okay, you're going to email that to me?
Yes, sir, on Teamwork.
All right, thank you.
Not a problem, sir. Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.